American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Hurricane Helene delivered a record-breaking storm surge to parts of Florida last night. The storm made landfall in the Big Bend area as a Category 4 hurricane. Meteorologist Michael Estime has the latest from Tampa.
We saw quite a bit of storm surge. In fact, in Old Port, Tampa Bay, that storm surge was measured at 6.8, nearly 7 feet of storm surge. By the way, the old storm surge record was 4.1 feet, so we surpassed that by a good 2 feet. Power has been an issue. In Florida, 1.3 million without power. Pinellas County, we have over 240,000 people without power. And then Hillsborough County, over 85,000 people without power.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis outlining recovery efforts.
We have 3,500 National Guardsmen standing by. We have our state guards standing by. We have state troopers standing by. And they will be active if need be. And I know we have a lot of our local first responders are going to be ready to be able to be on scene as well as needed.
Meanwhile, the southern portion of Georgia is being impacted by the storm. Tyler Fingert with Fox TV affiliate WAGA in Atlanta has the latest from Valdosta, Georgia.
This is the eye wall of Hurricane Helene pounding Valdosta tonight. There are cars on the road. That is obviously not advised. This is a very strong storm that is proving to be extremely dangerous here. We do see emergency responders are out and about. From what we saw, the eye wall started pounding this area. We were seeing sidings of buildings being ripped off, trash cans being thrown about down the street, and multiple tree limbs just literally ripping off these trees. This is a situation that Valdosta and the South Georgia has unfortunately been preparing for. Many people have been trying to make sure they got their generators because there are just so many people in the dark tonight, and this is just the beginning.
At least three people have died so far. One person was killed in Florida when a sign fell on their car, and two people were reported killed in a tornado in South Georgia. Israel rejected a push by allies for a 21-day ceasefire in Lebanon and vowed to keep fighting Hezbollah terrorists until victory, ahead of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to the UN General Assembly today. Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying a wider war does not advance Israel's interests. But RNC spokeswoman and Jewish activist Elizabeth Pipko says, what other choice does Israel have?
That is the question, right? And people are acting as if this just started, right? As if this just started a couple of days ago. But the reality is Hezbollah has sent thousands of rockets into Israel over the last year, and no one talks about it. They only talk about it when Israel retaliates. We saw the same thing with the war in Hamas. Our administration seems to put the blame on Israel for not having a ceasefire deal, as if Hamas has not rejected every single proposal that's been put in place, as if the war should not be on Hamas to end, who started it on October 7th, like I said, still holding hostages, and who is obviously the terrorist organization in a war with our ally. And for some reason, our administration seems to have forgotten that.
A poll in Virginia finds Vice President Kamala Harris with a sizable lead in the state, but not everyone agrees with the findings. More from Chris Woodward.
Harris is up 8 points over former President Donald Trump in the poll from Emerson College, The Hill, and local news outlets. That bodes well for Democrats who picked up the state in 2020 and 2016. But radio host Jeff Katz of Richmond says this poll is probably one of those so-called outliers.
The polling that I've seen, including the most recent one from the University of Mary Washington, shows that it's 2 or 3 points, well within the margin of error. And while all of the polls that I've seen show the vice president leading, again, it's a much smaller margin. Talking with people that I know, inside both Democrat and Republican operations, the inside polling seems to show that it's very, very close.
Doug Imhoff, husband of Kamala Harris, has been doing campaign stops in Virginia. Eric Trump, one of Donald Trump's sons, has been going to the state on behalf of his father. Harris and Donald Trump have also appeared in the state for campaign events. I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.